Yesterday, we visited Cedar Creek Farm near Van Buren, a founding member of a new sustainable co-op aimed at helping minority and beginning farmers in Arkansas. In the second part of Sara Burningham's story about the co-op, we hear from Heifer International, the global nonprofit that's backing the co-op. Heifer says projects like this, supporting local growers and innovators, are key to strengthening local economies in the United States.
We left Cedar Creek Farm and I followed Jeremy Prater's pickup for the 30-something winding miles over paved and dirt roads through the river valley to a small 8-acre plot near Charleston being farmed by one of the smallest members of the co-op, Ronald Arroyo. And there I met Perry Jones, Executive Director of Heifer International's Seeds of Change initiative.
We are standing right now about 7 miles north of Charleston in Franklin County on the far western side of Franklin County, about a half a mile from Sebastian County line. This is God's country. I grew up about a quarter of a mile northeast of here. And this is where Ronald's getting started too. My wife and I actually bought this piece of land about 4 or 5 months ago. This is considered the river valley.
Bathed in the gold tones of a late summer evening, the rough pasture and surrounding trees are a shimmering bucolic archetype, but home to a modern rural experiment. Ronald Arroyo is originally from Costa Rica. Back there, he farmed beef and dairy cattle. When he moved to the U.S. 18 years ago, it was as a farm worker, but he's never had the opportunity to farm for himself. He worked on other people's farms for 11 years, and for the past 5 years, he's been working for a cabinet shop. He's one of 7 farmers who are getting their start through the co-op.
They gave me the big thing, that's the money. I mean, they helped me start it. The business, the co-op, they help me sell the chickens, they supply the chickens, the feed, and then just make me start it to go in.
So now you're starting out and you still have the other job. What does your day look like? What, tell me about a typical day for you. It's a long story, right? Is it a long day?
It's a long day. Well, I start working. My job starts 7 o'clock in the morning, but I have to do this before going through the job. And most of the time I get 5 o'clock in the morning, start get chickens ready, and then go down there 7 till 5:30. And I don't finish this sometime till 9, 10 o'clock at night. Like last night, we wasn't here 10 o'clock at night.
Moving
fences and doing stuff like that.
Farmers wanting to get started with co-op support need access to at least 5 acres of land, the will to work hard, and some minimal level of farming experience. Perry Jones explains the co-op's mission.
The working hypothesis here is that in local food markets, and there are good markets for local food and sustainably produced food, they pay the farmer a fair price. And on limited acreage, a farmer can make a living wage in agriculture. That's the basic operating premise for all of this work. Heifer and these farmers out of their own pockets are investing in infrastructure that the individual farmers need. A lot of things on the individual farm level and the cooperative level. Because without the cooperative, the farmers don't have, generally speaking, any accessible way, like where's Ronald going to go to sell his chickens? He will raise 1,100 chickens this year for the co-op. He takes them up to the abattoir or the processing facility at Garner's in Van Buren, and then he gets paid within 10 days by the cooperative that has secured a market. The co-op is being built to help farmers like Ronald and a lot of others across the state be able to get into farming and make a livelihood in farming.
The co-op aims to be intentionally inclusive, actively seeking to recruit and engage women, minority, and veteran farmers. Jones says the main barrier to minority and limited resource farmers like Ronald Arroyo getting started is perhaps, not surprisingly, money. Heifer has pledged $600,000 to fund infrastructure and the technical assistance needed to get the co-op up and running. But Jones says it's not about propping the project up on grants. They're looking to make strategic investments.
We put $150,000 into a revolving loan fund through a community development financial institution in Huntsville called Forge. And they're helping, it's managed by the co-op leadership and Forge. And they're giving out revolving loan funds to help farmers pay for feed and chicks and then to pay that loan back They pay it back when their chickens are delivered to the processor. It comes out of their check, basically. Before they get paid, they pay their part of the loan back. Part of that, a small part of that, it's like 6% interest on the loan. A small part of it goes to service the loan through Forage. Another part goes to build the fund up to help other farmers like Ronald that are still to come, you know, to help pave the way for them to enter into the co-op.
The seed of the idea for this co-op was planted just over a year ago. It actually swung into production in May. Perry Jones says cooperative members will produce and sell 15,000 chickens this year, and they have big plans for the future.
Next year, production and market goals are somewhere around $2 million worth of product. The idea is within about 4 years for this to have grown to around 40 farmers. We already had processing here in western Arkansas in Van Buren, but we're in the process right now of trying to figure out what it's going to take to get USDA inspected processing for poultry off the ground in central Arkansas and also in the Delta.
Jones says that according to the co-op's business plan and sales and production forecast, the livestock cooperative should reach a break-even point around year three. At that point, revenues from sales will be able to cover expenses. Ronald Arroyo's hopes for the future are centered around one premise: to be able to leave his job at the cabinet shop to focus on farming and still be able to support his family. He has a wife and two children. His older son is just starting college, and his 10-year-old daughter helps him with the chickens.
Last night, my wife and I and my girl, we wasn't here by 10 o'clock at night. To feed him the chickens and take care of the fences and all the animals in here. I want to do is get only do this, quit my other job, and be 100% do this job. I mean, raising these animals, raising maybe in the future pigs too, and raising some more chickens. Maybe in a couple of years, I completely quit the other job and gave me my family benefits with this one right here. I love this kind of jobs. I mean, I'm born in farm, and I hope I die in farm too.
New farmers are being recruited in each of the three regions where the co-op currently operates: the River Valley, Northwest Arkansas, North Central Ozarks, and the Arkansas Delta around Forest City. Perry Jones says they're currently receiving applications from interested candidates, and decisions on new recruits will be made in December using a weighted point system. Heifer International says that community-based development like the Seeds of Change initiative is key to ending hunger here in the U.S. Heifer's headquarters are in Little Rock. In the latest set of USDA figures, the nonprofit's home state of Arkansas again has the highest rate of food insecurity in the nation, with 21.2% of households reporting that they had difficulty affording adequate food at some point during the year. Heifer hopes that projects like this could play a part in shifting those numbers. Sarah Birmingham, Ozarks at Large.
DBI announces Blues and Barbecue in Bentonville as part of the Backstage Downtown series this Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. at Tusk and Trotter. The event includes barbecue with a twist, created by Chef Rob, and the blues with guitarist Steve Howell. Tickets can be purchased online at downtownbentonville.org.